Yo, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. And I am your host. It is Wednesday, 12:27 p.m. And I am, well, I did just get up to take my medication. Two pain pills and penicillin that I gotta take every 6 hours. So I was up 6 hours ago, had my alarm set, I took them, and then I was supposed to go back to sleep, but then I ended up watching some. I had hiccups. I hiccuped myself away. I never had hiccups this bad. So I was watching John Oliver video and reading Twitter for too long, and then finally fell asleep, and then now I'm up again because I had to take pills again, and now I'm up for the day, ready to take on the day. So I'm on those medications because I got two teeth pulled yesterday. I went to the oral surgeon, and let me tell you something about the oral surgeon. They don't put in tooth implants after they yank the tooth. That's not their job. And I was, I insulted the oral surgeon when I asked her if that was something that she did. She's not one of these bullshit implant people. That's the regular dentist. She's an oral surgeon. And it's like when you call the cable company and they try to bring you into their world of, like, oh, that's the master technician's job and not the actual cable installer, and I am, you know, a representative, but I have to raise that to a code red to a supervisor who's not a, and you're like, dude, I don't fucking work here. I don't need to know everybody's goddamn job. Just, you know, like, it's, why am I supposed to know what an oral surgeon does? I don't go to the dentist at all. That's why I'm here. It turned out, I thought she was pretty cool. She got a little shitty to me, but I thought she was all right. There's a little bit of a cultural difference because she was from the Caribbean or the Caribbean? Caribbean. You say Caribbean, Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's Caribbean. She was from the Caribbean, I believe, from her accent. I believe. I can't say with 100% certainty. But she had a little bit of an accent that I thought was Caribbean, and I found that sometimes people from the Caribbean, it just feels like they're yelling at you when they're just talking to you. So that might be what was going down, because then she ended up being pretty cool. And she yanked the teeth. I got no complaints. And I got a wisdom tooth yank. And the other tooth, the fucking dentist I went to before told me it was a molar. Dumb motherfuckers. Well, they had, I don't know, she just thought it was a broken molar. It was a goddamn baby tooth. I've had that baby tooth since fucking I was a baby. It's gone now. So it wasn't a broken molar. I think it was just a fucked up baby tooth. So I actually didn't, because that tooth's not supposed to be there anyway. I've been told every time I've gone to the dentist as an adult, which has been, I'm going to say 3 times, oh, that tooth's got to go. And I'm like, whatever, dog. It's staying. It's my baby tooth. And And they would be like, well, eventually he's going to have to come out. And I'm like, not today. Well, that day has come. And I'm no longer got a baby tooth. I am a full man. And it's gone. So, but I really didn't lose any teeth because they were both supposed to be gone, wisdom tooth and baby tooth. So I don't even feel like some kind of like, I'm starting to feel a little bit like a, you know, like a meth head or something. Getting these teeth pulled, getting a molar pulled. Nah, man. That was just me hanging on to my youth. Now it's gone. Maybe all the pain of my childhood has been relieved. Because it was all stuck in that rotten little fucking tooth. I didn't even realize. It's a new lease on life that I received. Yeah. I was all fucked up yesterday. Because the pain meds they gave me, they're not the fun ones. There's nothing druggy about them. They might make me feel a little bit foggy. Little. But nothing like... nothing fun about that shit. But I was really out of it because of the fucking... I got put under. They were like, do you want local or you want the full ride? And I said, just put me out. I've never been put out before, ever. I kind of woke up while they were yanking the teeth, but I was just like, and then they were gone. But I was out, I think, because it felt like I was in there for 5 minutes, and Jacqueline was there, and she told me I was gone for like an hour or 45 minutes or something. So I wasn't, and so they got done. And yeah, so she Jacqueline came with me, so I was able to get fully pulled out, because somebody's got to take you home. But we just walked home. So I was able to walk home, so it wasn't that bad. Anyway, and then I had to go. She's like, you need a note for work? And I was like, no, I don't need a note for work. Yeah, she could kind of tell. She was like, what's up with this motherfucker? But she seemed like she had this thing covering her head, but I don't know if it was the thing. But it looked like she had like funky colored hair and like a funky hairstyle. So she might have been like even cooler than I thought. But she was like asking, why do you have long hair? I don't know, I just let it go. But I think that was just waiting for anesthesia to kick in talk, and she was just like the first thing she could think of. So that was, but I was like, oh, you write a note for work. It says, am I not going to be able to do anything? She's like, what are you worried about? I said, I got to record podcasts. I didn't tell her I was a comedian. I always say I'm a writer. When someone asks me what I do in those situations, I say I'm a writer. Because there's less questions for that. And that's true. I am a writer. But, and probably, maybe not this year, but most years, made most of my money off writing. Less off stand-up. This year is probably more stand-up. Well, it's just, yeah. For Pat, because, all the gigs I got from Mike. And he's a good dude. Anyway, so I said I'm a writer. And then I said, I got to record a podcast. And she's like, yeah, I think you can do that. Because I had to record 3 episodes of This Week in Jackin' last night, which I did. If you're a This Week in Jackin' fan, we missed last week because of the weather. And we are back this week. And for the next, we're at least good for the next 3. We're just banking some episodes because we've had recording issues. And it really isn't, it doesn't, you know. Every episode is timeless. It's a good show. I think I enjoy it. So that's what's up. I got an email yesterday, but I gotta tell you, this shit's long. I don't care. I love every email comes from everybody. I'll say that. But my man Clayton, this shit is I was a wreck, and I didn't know what this was about. It was something telling me to go on a tell. I thought you had a podcast, but you're just telling me about it to go on it. And I don't know these dudes, but you know, that's cool. I don't. And then there's something about the sound sucking on This Week in Jackin'. It wasn't very specific to this show, but I appreciate all the advice, Clayton, but I'm not finding you sound engineers for anything. I mean, I get like this is probably the right equipment, but Cave Comedy Radio is Cave Comedy Radio, you know. And I don't know, is there a real problem with it? But that's all related to another show. But he sent it via Overslept page. Well, he did both, and I think it was just like, yeah, you should do that. That's cool, man. I appreciate it, Clayton. But I don't know if I'm going to get to go on whatever this show is. The Dick Show, which I guess is, I'm sure it's a fine show. But I don't know. That's, I should go, I'll say this, Clayton, you're right. I should promote this program more. And I should hit up everybody I know with popular podcasts and radio shows and whatever and try to promote Overslept. Get on television. And then they'll say, you can, you know, get on a talk show. Promote the Overslept program. But thank you for listening, and I'll reply. I feel like I owe everybody, you know, at least a thanks, an actual reply. I'll reply later. But I got that email. I was trying to read it right after I got out of the thing, and I was like, I don't know what this says. I can't. It was really long. And because he's passionate, he has a lot to say. I mean, and by really long, we're talking about email standard. You know, attention has gone away. You know, it wasn't even that long. It just felt long, and because it wasn't, there was some details in it. All right, but you can all email me whatever you want. I don't care what it is. If you don't want me to read it here, I don't have to, but I like to just be like, yo, people, I get emails and I read them. But if you know, yeah, you can just say what up. Don't tell anybody I said what up, and that's cool. Clayton made sure to tell me don't read his last name, which I do not do. I don't read people's last names. I don't know why. I don't do it because I'm afraid people are going to get mad, but I don't know what's going to happen if your last name gets out there. My name's out there. Nothing's happened to me. Chris Laker, that's my real last name. It ain't no stage name. And, I mean, I'm pretty, I don't know if you, you know what? I'm paranoid about, like, throwing out stuff my address on it, so I kind of get it. And you can't steal my identity. I mean, because my credit ain't worth shit. So even if you like got all my info and tried to do something, you wouldn't be able to do anything. You would zero. I don't know what you could do with it. No one would grant you any amount of nothing. It's about to come back around, though. What year is it? 20? Oh fuck! It might be done. Because everything I blew off, you know, if you blow all your shit off in 7 years, your credit comes back around. And I blew it all off back when I got fired. about 7 years ago. That's how long I've been living like a king. Is it seven? Fuck. No. Yeah. Something like that. All right. I should check, get that freecreditreport.com. Check my shit out. I'm afraid to look at that, man. It's a bummer. It's probably still, some other shit happened later. Oh, fuck me. It's all right. Hey, man, maybe somebody wrote a review. Let me see. I haven't checked. I shouldn't check so often. I should wait like a week or two, and then I might be more pleasantly surprised. No reviews. That's all right. I get it. I get it. No, it's all right. There's not even nothing showing up in here in the podcast app. But I don't know. I think you can like rate stuff and other stuff if you use Google or whatever. You know, if you use like Google or Stitcher, whatever it is that you're into. But I feel like the iPhone app is like the standard amongst the podcasters, right? The rankings there and the reviews there and all that stuff. Why, I don't know. People get their podcast any number of ways, but this is, we need, yeah, nothing. Okay. But yeah, write, maybe today I ask you guys, write a review. If you want. Let's see, where are we at? Okay. Tomorrow, I haven't heard back from Mortimer. I thought tomorrow I was going to have him on the show if he can. I emailed him, but I'm going to start just doing it. You guys, I set up a Skype for the show. So if you want to get in on it, email me and we will get you on the show, and I'll just set an alarm and get up at a certain time, but it'll probably be around 11 ish. I'll see what I got to do the next day. But not like, I can't do any on Friday. We'll figure it out. But tomorrow I'm going to have more and more on, maybe. But if you guys, anybody wants to like, just like, do like a call in, email me, Chris at ChrisLaker.com, and we'll pick a day. And we'll just start doing them. And if there's a bunch of you, we'll have like a day, we'll just set a day aside where I just talk to people. You know, and then I can, 20 minutes, I could probably talk to like, you know, four people or something. Not to rush anybody, you know. So I'll set aside, say four people, I'll talk to you. And then, I don't know. Or if you, yeah. So that's it. We're at like just about 19 minutes. Let's go. Let me see if there's any news. Stay away from the news. I'll tell you what it is. You don't need to go reading it. Open up the Apple News. Senate hearings for Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court nominee. Ooh, here's five important stories that have nothing to do with politics. Right below that, Stephen Hawking's heading into space on Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic ship. Oh, man. Let's see what... This is a PBS. Five important stories have nothing to do with politics. Let's see what they got. This is USA Gymnastics president resigns. Uh-oh. He's up to no good. Following accusations of negligence in the sports, year-long sexual assault scandal. You can't trust anybody that wants to work with children at all. All right, so he's out of there. Good. The next guy that shows up for that job, fucking arrest him as well. Don't even give him... Any man that wants to work with children, as soon as he shows up for the job interview, arrest him. He is fucked up. All right. So, new footage of Michael Brown raises more questions about what happened in Ferguson. Aw, man. Oh, I'm not going to read that right now. It's just depressing. But, yeah, they did a documentary. It's a documentary. So, I'll have to watch the documentary. I'm not going to read all this right now and make a determination. But I'm on the side of the Black Lives Matter people. Just in, I'm not saying, I don't know about this particular, all this new stuff came up. But the, I, you know what I mean? I'm just... a new tool to in the fight against suicide, AI. Researchers out of Florida State University have developed a tool that says it can predict potential suicides using artificial intelligence. That's interesting. Well... should we stop them? If someone wants to, I mean, I'm not trying to be callous. I'm just so obsessed with what's on the other side, you know. So I'm like, if somebody really wants to go over there, they're almost like. But yeah, no, so that's good. Good for them, Florida State. Thank you. Maybe they'll save somebody's life. All right, parent cell network hack, cyber security concerns. Oh no! What's important? I don't know. And here's the fifth one. So watch out! There's some hacks going on. Okay, lab grows chicken strips. Taste pretty good. Lab-grown chicken strips taste pretty good, apparently. Put apparently on the headline, really kind of. How much would you pay for a plate of chicken strips? How about $9,000? That counts too much. That's the cost of a pound of experimental lab-grown chicken meat. Well, fuck N.A. We're there, man. We don't have to even eat animals. That sounds very appealing. I wish I started with that one. That's why they kept that one for last. Keep you scrolling for the good news. That's the best news I can think of. I don't want to have all those chickens hoarded up. I mean, it costs $6,000 a pound now, but it'll be down to like less than probably chicken meat in no time. Fuck yeah. Then they're going to be making steaks that are good for you. Oh, thank God. All right, no more. I'll become a vegan when all that exists. All right, 24 minutes. That's way too long. I'm going to get out of here right now. Thank you all for listening. You are the best. That's it. We love you.